You know, I want to thank Bishop McIntyre for covering for me this evening. Two or three days ago, I began to get a cold and lost my voice. But this morning, it was good to be able to preach to you and lead the celebration today. I went off and did a confirmation at Christ the King Parish. And as the confirmation went on, my voice got worse and worse and worse. So here I am with you this evening. But I would like to say a few words about God's mercy. First of all, what is mercy? We're always happy when someone's merciful towards us. We know it is, in cases of judgment, it's a kind judgment on us when we've done something wrong. But also people are merciful because they're generous with those who are poor or suffering, visiting the sick, clothing the naked, visiting prisons are signs of mercy. Pope Francis wants us to focus on that, the quality of mercy in God, but also in our own lives in the year that lies ahead. And what I'd like to do for us this evening is to talk about the source of God's mercy. And I think we find that beautifully presented in today's first reading. Both in today's second reading from St. Paul and in today's first reading, we're told that we're supposed to rejoice. This morning at confirmation, I asked the young people, what does the word rejoice mean? These are sixth graders, and they didn't know. So maybe that's too big a word for today's world. To rejoice means to be happy and to exult is another big word. It means to be super joyous. To rejoice means to be joyous in very big ways. In today's second reading, when St. Paul says to the Christians, rejoice, I say it again, rejoice, he was writing that letter from a prison. And in today's first reading, the prophet Zephaniah was talking to the Jews who were experiencing an invasion by the Assyrians. And yet he said to them, shout for joy, O daughter Zion, sing joyfully, O Israel, be glad and exult with all your heart. Now, why would anyone be joyful in prison or when you're being invaded by a foreign army? Well, that's the same reason that some members of our community tonight have joyful hearts, even though they might have cancer, or have joyful hearts even though they've lost their job. It's true, you can simultaneously be joyful and be experiencing very bad things if you have deep confidence that God loves you. And that's the source of God's mercy. God is merciful for one reason only, and that is because he loves you. We hear that very beautifully described in today's first reading. Most people never get to the bottom of the reading, the last part. So I'd like to spend the next 2 minutes focusing on that. This is what it says. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you. The reason we can be joyful is that because God loves us so much. You know, we give joy to God, even if we're sinners. This reading tells us that God sings joyfully because of us. And when he's talking about us, he's not talking about us as a group, but each one of us individually. God is infatuated with you, each one of you. Each one of us came into being because God imagined us individually with all our characteristics of mind and body and soul. And when God imagined you, he decided to create you because he rejoiced in what he saw. God is infatuated with you. Now, I asked a young girl what the word infatuated meant. She would admit she knew what it meant. Maybe she didn't. She was in the sixth grade. But then I asked her parents, maybe it was her sponsor, really, what it meant to be infatuated. We know that means to be wholly occupied by our love for somebody else. Now, all the girls in the sixth grade who were confirmed admitted that they were infatuated already in their life. The boys said they weren't. They had no idea what it meant personally from their experience. They said, you know. But I think as they get older, and as we even grow older, we understand that infatuation, although it's sometimes imprudent, is a wonderful kind of love, isn't it? And that's the way God loves you and me. He's infatuated with us. And that means he never stops loving us. When we sin, he's easily merciful because he loves each of us so very, very much. Now we need to learn from God how to be infatuated with other people who we're not falling in love with, but because they simply are our brothers and sisters and also children of God. And we need to be deeply grateful for God loving us with that kind of intensity. And the hope of the Holy Father is that through this year, we'll come to both know the joy of being loved and we'll experience the joy of loving others with the same kind of love that God has for us. So, as St. Paul says, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say it, rejoice, because the Lord is near, close to our hearts. Amen.